Parts of the Alaska Highway in Canada remained closed today, stranding travelers and supplies in the Yukon and near the communities of Haines and Skagway. The road isn't likely to open until at least tomorrow. Margaret Friedenauer from KHNS has more.
Heavy rains and snowmelt caused mudslides that closed the road on Friday and for part of the weekend between Destruction Bay and Haines Junction, Yukon, between Teslin and Watson Lake, Yukon, and on parts of the South Klondike Highway between Skagway and Whitehorse. On Monday, the stretch of road between Teslin and Watson Lake remained closed. Stores in Whitehorse began running low on supplies over the weekend, and the city used aircraft to ferry in perishable food. The government was also assisting residents in the Liard River Basin near Watson Lake, whose homes flooded due to the rising river. Mac Hislop of Travel Yukon, the tourism arm of the government in the territory, went to Watson Lake to help assist at the public information office there.
There's certainly a lot of traffic in Watson Lake, and we have established a public information office there to get information out to the people, the traveling public, and the residents, just to keep them informed of what's going on.
The government also set up an emergency FM transmitter, and social service teams helped displaced residents and travelers. Hislop said the Watson Lake community is dealing the best it can with the extra guests, many of whom are traveling to or from Alaska.
You know, we've had about 500 people or so coming into the public information office over the weekend. The estimate is there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 people in the community. So the hotels are full, and people are in the campgrounds and in the rest stop areas and making do as best they can.
He said road crews are working to put in a one-lane detour around the washed-out section of road. Once the detour opens, officials said they plan to allow a controlled release of fuel and supply trucks to go through first.
What they'll be doing is prioritizing the release of traffic so that the trucks, transport trucks carrying critical supplies, fuel, food, that sort of thing, will go through first. Then there'll be a delay of travelers through.
The road between Haines Junction and Destruction Bay opened again on Saturday, although Yukon Highway officials said the road could close again if the area gets more rain. The South Klondike Highway opened again late Saturday also. The road had closed between the Yukon communities of Carcross and Fraser on Friday, shutting Skagway off from Whitehorse. But some travelers and residents took advantage of the White Pass Yukon Route Railroad to bypass the road closure. The railroad normally offers sightseeing excursions between Skagway and Carcross, but over the weekend the company changed its schedule to accommodate cruise passengers and travelers stuck in Skagway, said marketing manager Allison Haas.
It's kind of nice when things go wrong, as they can do in the north with Mother Nature. It's nice to be able to assist everyone else who was just trying to get back to work in Whitehorse or vice versa if they had gone up from Skagway for the day and needed to get back. It's nice to be able to help them out and not just be a tourist railroad for the day.
Haines and Skagway fuel and food supplies were not affected by the road closures because both communities received most of their goods on weekly barge deliveries. While the Alaska Highway is the main route between interior Alaska and Canada, the longer and less traveled top of the world highway between Dawson City, Yukon, and Tok remained open and in good condition. Reporting from Haines, this is Margaret Friedenauer.